alone past us. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to have Neil and Al and a few others on the whole climate situation be able to continue to comment. They were taking over the locals, the federals, and at the international level with their total control of our lives. They're still having the executive branch in Europe, in England, the U.S., Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and other nations, Japan, do it. They don't care what the diet says in Japan. They don't care what the parliament says in England. They don't care what the U.S. Senate says here in the U.S. They don't care. They're not stopping. They don't care. Yes, we have the tools to expose the frauds. Yes, it's all a lie. Yes, they want to destroy industrial civilization. These are hardcore villains. They exist. They're real. They're on record. Now, coming up, I want to get into the Iran situation. I want to get into the latest with Kurt Haskell and what happened there. Sharp-dressed man who aided underwear bomber in the Flight 253 was U.S. government agent. I want to go over that, but right now let's go back to some of the phone calls. Let's talk to Al in Florida. Al, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I have two questions for you. The first one is, do you know what a fluorocarbon footprint is?
Yes.
What's a fluorocarbon footprint?
They're talking about a spectrum of gases that they believe contribute to man-made global warming.
And that's the footprint, carbon footprint, right?
That's a spectrum term I've seen them use.
Yeah, because I got a bill knocked on my door from the Florida Energy Conservation Advisors providing free home energy conservation and energy waste and fluorocarbon footprint. They want to know how many adults in the home, children, your name, telephone.
Yeah, what they're doing is without the enabling legislation, and some states have already passed it as law, they put smart thermostats in and they say they're going to turn your thermostat on or off. They're going to decide how hot or cold your house is. That's mainstream news. Austin is getting these stinking things. Our office got one about 4 months ago. They don't ask. They come and put it on outside so the government could turn my heat down or up or whatever they wanted to do. And they're doing – Austin wants to make you have audits to be able to sell your house. And then they can raise the level of the audit over the years, like the income tax started out at 1%, and, you know, now it's 40%. So, yes, that's these home inspections. And do not – it's the same thing with the animal ID, premises ID. It's not law. It's a regulation. But when you fill that form out, you waive all your rights on your property.
And my second question is this. The eugenicists, these elitists, these people who want to control population and be beyond one-child population but eliminate 80% of us, is it the great persecution that John in Revelation talked about in the Bible, the greatest persecution mankind has ever seen, that God himself has to put an end to it, or no life would be left? Is that the same thing?
It sure fits the bill, doesn't it?
It sure do.
I appreciate your call, Al. Cass, John, Jarrah, others, we're going to get to your calls, but I need a news blitz. When we get back, and I will, and we'll also get into some economic news coming up as well. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv and Infowars.com. Don't forget, Infowars.net has a lot of exclusive news on it as well. JonesReport.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, FallTheRepublic.com, TheObamaDeception.com. .net. The list goes on and on. All the sites are excellent. Check them out today. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break to break down a ton of absolutely vital news. Stay with us.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. when folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money. We will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
South Africa, Israel, Japan, they've all developed nuclear weapons. Iran has been overthrown several times by the British and the U.S. in the last century alone. Bush put out a White House press release in 2007 admitting that four different terrorist organizations, three of them Al-Qaeda run, remember, that's who fights the Iranians, who are Shiite, is the Al-Qaeda-backed groups out of Saudi Arabia, that they were trying to destabilize the country. They've been conducting terror bombings, trying to get riots going. Again, I'm no fan of what the Iranian regime does. I'm against big government. I know historically that 99% of the time, government is bad. Government is out of control. Government is wrong. Government is abusive. The bigger the government, the more abusive it is. But the facts are, Iran is not expanding. Iran is not attacking anybody. They do fund some groups in Lebanon. They tend to have tit-for-tat responses with Israel. They're not friends with Israel. They have said they want to destroy the regime that's there. And then that's misquoted as saying they want to kill everybody that's there. But the point is, if we attack Iran, they're going to shut the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to fire their tens of thousands of sunburned missiles at our fleets. They are going to spill over into Iraq. They have a defense pact with Russia and China, and they've got 66 million people, not 23 million, and they are statistically, historically, a lot better military power than Iraq, and it is going to be hellish. All because the globalists want to start a new war as a political distraction and link up with Iraq they control, with Georgia they can control, going from the west to the east, Georgia, Turkey, Iraq, Then you've got Pakistan, Afghanistan that the U.S. is in. They want Iran to link up for empire in Pax Americana in that part of the world. Oil prices will conservatively triple. That's most estimates are even higher. They're talking about $500 a barrel oil, not $70. So that's more than a quadrupling. The list goes on and on and on. What will happen? What will develop? What will unfold if that takes place? And you see the underwear bombing, clearly a staged event. You see the fear-mongering associated with that. You see the naked body scanners going in. You see the White House's speeches saying, get ready for Al-Qaeda to hit us. Obama signing a police state martial law executive order dealing with biological attack. They're clearly engaged in a preparatory phase to get the people ready for a supposed terror attack against U.S. interests or in the U.S. or against the British as a pretext to go in. Remember the White House memo. Remember Downing Street memos. This was in the Times of London. The White House admitted that they told Tony Blair, we want to get a U.S. aircraft flying low, shot down to blame it on Iraq, that they knew there were no WMDs. Governor Ridge admits they created fake terror alerts for political gain. This is what they do. And they do this over and over and over again. So it's important for people to read all the mainstream news articles. I'll get a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers here. The type of hype that's going on, and not just hype or saber rattling, the actual military buildup in and around that area that is accelerating. China, Iran spur U.S. to develop anti-sea battle plan. The U.S. military is drawing up a new air-sea battle plan in response to threats such as China's persistent military buildup and Iran's possession of advanced weapons. According to the Pentagon's latest strategy review, the Air Force and Navy are seeking more effective ways of ensuring continued access to Western Pacific and to counter potential threats to American bases and personnel. Continuing. U.S. raises stakes on Iran by sending ships and missiles. London Guardian. Pentagon says Patriot Shield will deter strike on American allies in the Gulf. Now remember, 3 years ago, the Pentagon released their attack plan, two different plans. One was 3 months, thousands of sorties, that is fighter bomber missions, blowing up their entire infrastructure, power plants, water plants, military bases, seaports, roads, bridges, television, media, government, infrastructure, just absolute crime against humanity, leveling Iran. Iran will launch real terror attacks all over the world. The government will then use those attacks to take citizens' rights. We're the real target of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. You won't have to have staged terror attacks because terror, in many cases, is anybody resisting. If a cop tries to break your head open with a billy club and you raise your arm to block it and they break your arm, they charge you with assault. You've seen that on the news how many times? Well, if Iran raises its arm to block a blow from a billy club, that will be called terrorism. Okay? So this is the type of situation that we are talking about here. And so these defensive systems are not defensive. That's so if Iran fires its 12,000 or whatever the newest number is, sunburn missiles that go a couple hundred miles at the fleet. Remember, they tried to order Fox Phelan they had a CENTCOM to put the fleet within range of those. He refused. Then they had the stage deal where they had Navy SEALs saying, we're Iranians, we're going to blow you up. Then later it came out that had been staged. Fox Phelan said, I'm not going to be part of this. And resign. So they clearly want to start this up. A Patriot missile systems are being put in. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran heightened dramatically today with the disclosure that Barack Obama is deploying a missile shield to protect American allies in the Gulf from attack by Tehran. They do that before the war. Did it in 1991, did it in 2002, 2003. The U.S. is dispatching Patriot defense missiles to four countries, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Kuwait, and keeping two ships in the Gulf capable of shooting down Iranian missiles. Washington is also helping Saudi Arabia develop a force to protect its oil installations. American officials said the move is aimed at deterring an attack by Iran and reassuring Gulf states fearful that Tehran might react to sanctions by striking U.S. allies in the region. Love how they're spinning this. Remember, oh, we got to go in against Saddam. He may attack. Washington is also seeking to discourage Israel from striking against Iran by demonstrating the U.S. is preparing to contend any threat and contain any threat. The developments come as Obama's attempts to emphasize diplomacy over confrontation dealing with Iran, but that's not what they're doing. In contrast, the Bush administration's approach have failed to persuade Tehran to open its nuclear installations international controls. Iran did have all its installations open. Then they said they couldn't have peaceful reactors that have no weapons use. Then Iran, 6 months before they opened a new enrichment center, announced it as they're supposed to, and the media did a big hoax saying that they had kept the facility secret. It's all hoaxes, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another one. U.S. deploys land and sea-based missile shield in the Gulf to deter attack from Iran. So the spin here is that they are about to attack. Separately, the Army knew into the early 1990s, and their own manual said, DU will destroy your lungs, destroy your testicles, destroy your ovaries, destroy your body, destroy your fertility, cause massive deformities in children. They doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and more. And they've used it all over Iraq. They want to use it in Iran. They're talking about using actual nukes in Iran. Iraq to sue U.S. Britain over depleted uranium bombs, and I would add munitions. Iraq's Ministry of Human Rights will file a lawsuit against Britain and the U.S. over the use of depleted uranium bombs in Iraq. A Iraqi minister said, Iraq's Ministry of Human Rights told the Assab newspaper that lawsuits will be launched based on reports from the Iraqi ministers of science and the environment. According to reports, during the first year of the U.S. and British invasion of Iraq, both countries used depleted uranium bombs. They used munitions for tanks as well. According to the Iraq military experts, the U.S. and Britain bombed the country with nearly 2,000 tons of depleted uranium bombs during the early years of the war. It's more than that. Atomic radiation has released the number, has increased the number of babies, both with defects in the southern province of Iraq. Yeah, Basra's really bad. Iraqi doctors say that they have been struggling to cope with the rise in the number of cancer cases, especially in cities subjugated to heavy U.S.-British bombardment. The high rate of birth defects and cancer cases will move in the coming years to the central and northern provinces of Iraq, since the radiation may penetrate the soil and water by air. The ministry will seek compensation for the victims of the bombs. And what about our troops? What about the troops? They would bomb Iraqi bases and then move our troops into the bases they had attacked with the A-10 Warthogs, the Abrams tanks, with their Sabo rounds, with their other missiles and munitions they used. And then they would move them in to the facilities that were doused and dosed and peppered with this stuff. And the troops come home and have deformed children and die. And that's just too bad. Because, see, the government claims they care about the military. They claim they care about the troops. They always wrap themselves in the flag and wrap themselves in the valor of our troops. But then flush them down the toilet when they get sick or die. And that's what's happening politically. Now, scarily, because this is from Press TV, which is Iranian television, directly from the horse's mouth, Iran will deliver telling blow to global powers on February 11th, the date of the Islamic Revolution. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the nation will deliver a harsh blow to the global arrogance on this year's anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution opened a window to liberty for the human race, which was trapped in the dead ends of materialism, Ahmadinejad said during a cabinet meeting Sunday. If the Islamic Revolution had not occurred, liberalism and Marxism would have crushed all dignity and their power-seeking and money-grubbing claws. Nothing would have remained of human spiritual principles, he added. Ahmadinejad said that in the three decades of its history, the Islamic Republic had inspired some great developments in the world. The Iranian president made the remarks the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution approaches. Iranians are expected to pour into the streets February 11th to celebrate the occasion of public rallies across the country, as they have done annually over the past three decades. What does strike a blow mean?
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Segment, I'm going to take some of your phone calls, then I'm going to get into this top story. The sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on the Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. This is in the Detroit newspapers, Detroit TV, but they just report it like it's no big deal buried in the bottom. It's like ABC News last Thursday, actually Wednesday, we didn't know about it until Thursday, reported, oh yeah, there was a second man arrested. And there was someone who helped him get on the plane. Oh, yeah, and the government did want him to get on the plane and helped him. So we have them. But I wanted to go to Ted Anderson. He hadn't been on with us in about 3 weeks. Gold is going back up again right now, but Ted bought when it went lower. He has it at the lower price while it's up. You've got the bankers buying up any gold they can get. You've got them trying to devalue it at the same time. But as they globally, in a coordinated effort, devalue all currency simultaneously, commodities are only going to go up. And I bought gold at $300 an ounce or less. I haven't sold it with it above $1,100 because it's my insurance against inflation, against depression. It's my backup. I don't trust stocks and bonds and things like that. I don't own any stocks or bonds. Zero. I believe people should get into gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen. And no matter what gold does in the near future, races up, goes down, all the economic data and all the economic experts we interview here, all these different economists, believe gold is only going up in the future because they're devaluing the currencies. Ted Anderson, good to have you up with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be up with you, Alex, and it's nice to be back for sure. Gold is going up. It's up, well, it's been up $30 today. It's backed off a little bit. It's now up $25. It's a good run going on right now. Barack Obama announced his budget. There's a $1.56 trillion deficit coming to this country. And that's just going to drive the production of money right up through the roof. And the country can't afford its bills as it is. I don't know how he's going to do it. But obviously, people in the markets don't believe it's going to work because gold's going up and the dollar's going down. So, yeah, right now at this particular time, all my stuff is priced at $1,078, and gold is up in the $1,100 range now, as high as $1,107 already today. So, yeah.
And by the way, somewhere in my stack, I'm digging around for it, I think it's an AP article where Obama says bad news coming on the economy. So they keep saying how great the economy is, but the truth is the joblessness is accelerating. The factory shutdowns are accelerating. I mean, it's just getting more and more serious by the minute.
We're heading right into an economic meltdown with the commercial real estate market. We're going to be hitting that head this summer or maybe this fall. It's going to be very tough on the banks. I just don't know how the U.S. economy is going to make it through all this.
That's right. Now they're saying they want another banker bailout or looting event. The $28 trillion they pumped in hasn't stopped the economy from imploding. Reuters, White House to paint grim fiscal picture. See? There's Reuters. I mean, that's the reality. And they're lying. I wonder why they lie out of one side of their mouth but then tell the truth out of the other side of their mouth, Ted.
Yeah, it's hard to say what's going on up there in Washington, D.C., and what the media's ideas and what they want to put out there is. But I can tell you right now, the United States dollar is under attack, not only just here domestically by our president and Congress, but also across the nation. I mean, India, again, right now, is trying to figure out how to get around their tax rules so they can start buying gold without having to pay their own little income tax that they have to do over there.
Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on this radio show 2 months ago said that when the carry trade reversed in money manipulation, currency manipulation, that it would come back into the U.S. and for a few months the dollar would go back up. That happened. Now it's starting to fall back down again.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on today. And like I said, a $30 increase in gold today. And, you know, I priced my things this morning based upon gold at $1,078. So if you're looking at getting into the gold market, now's a great time to do it. For a little bit there, Alex, I was thinking, huh, maybe we'll have a little bit of a setback. We can relax. Maybe the economy won't melt down as quick as we thought. Obviously, that's not the case.
Ted, the number's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Real fast, throw out some of the coin offers you've got.
Well, the best deal that I have right now is I'm offering a franc for $2.55, and I give people a subscription for a full year to the International Forecaster. That sells for $179. We give it away for free. I think that that's a great way to get into gold. They are $255.36 normally. I mean, at $1,078 gold, those prices have gone up since. British sovereigns at $3.16. Both of those.
So you're getting
really
a great deal on the franc and getting a $100+ value of the International Forecaster. I guess that's the hard copy.
Yeah, that actually you can take it hard or you can take it email, same price.
Wow, that's I've never heard a deal. You've never offered that deal that I've heard on air. 800-686-2237. Ted, tell us a little bit more about the International Forecaster deal you're offering when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
So, Ted, to get this straight, you're offering, if somebody buys a franc coin, and I've actually seen your markups on those, it's $3 to $5 is what you're making. You know, people say, I saw Ted Anderson's, you know, corporate filings. They made $8 million last year. Yes, with a 5% markup. I guess some special coins have like a 10% markup. What other business has markups that low? But you've got gold up 30 bucks today. He's selling you gold with a 5% markup, or 3 or 5. I haven't seen the latest sheet. I get sent the actual Midas Resources purchase sheets. And so, with markup added, this is way lower than you can buy this coin anywhere else, and you're getting a free international forecaster, either digital, twice a week, or hard copy, mailed to you. Ted, again, how much does the international forecaster cost?
It's $159 a year. That's what the subscription rate is.
So that's more than half the cost of the franc itself.
It is. Actually, the people that buy the franc at this time, there is no markup on this. There's a markdown. I lose money. For the person who was saying that my $8 million sales, whatever that 1 year was, is a bad thing. I don't know why anybody would think that's bad. $8 million in people's hands for gold. I think that's good. But anyways, nonetheless, it's important.
No, Chad, I wish you made $8 million profit, because we'd be on more radio stations and better systems and more employees. But, I mean, if you made $8 million 1 year profit, what is that, like $300,000, $400,000, $500,000?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be a real high number, and I've never made $8 million yet. But people do publish some funny numbers, I got to tell you.
Yeah, no. I had Texas Monthly asking me, I said, I don't know what Ted Anderson makes. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. Well, last year I lost a little bit of money. By the time I was done buying all those ads for the Creature from Jekyll Island and Fall of the Republic on places like Rush Limbaugh and Fox News and all these different places. But we spread the word, you know. Alex, you've been with me.
But we're not communists, too, so it's. I actually wish you'd make some money, Ted.
Well, I have to, because if I don't, I'm in danger of having to shut down the operation, and I know that nobody wants that. So,
800-686-2237, folks. So it's a. How much is the coin again?
Well, the coin currently right now is $255.36. Now, if you think about that for a minute, if you subtract $159. Off of that $255.36, I don't have a calculator. I didn't do the math. But you're obviously getting a gold coin for way, way, way less than spot gold once you consider the discount for that newsletter.
You're getting that coin for $104.
Yep, that's right. And it's a fifth of an ounce of gold. So 104 multiplied, we'll just take 100 by 4, that's $400. I guess you get to buy gold for $400 an ounce once again. Try doing that anywhere else. But you know, that's
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. Ted, thank you for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Again, Ted Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, 800-686-2237, joining us here on the air today. Okay, I promise to go to your phone calls, but I also have two other stacks of news I've got to get to. So I'm going to go to your calls, and we've got 14 minutes left or 13 minutes left. No, we have longer than that. I'm going to do math now. We got 23 minutes left in the radio broadcast today. So I'm now going to go back to your phone calls. Who's up next here, John? Cass in British Columbia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Brilliant show today. I have a quick question for you. Either
sure.
CBC or CNN had a short blurb indicating that Haitians are being offered free land if they relocate to Africa. You get any ideas what that might be about?
Well, here, let me search engine that. Let me see. Haitians being offered free land to move to Africa. And there it is. Print that for me. It says, Senegal offers land to Haitians, BBC. Senegal's president says he will offer free land. And I'm reading from way across the room. Representation. Reparation? I'm trying to read this from like 10 feet away on a tiny screen. The people affected by the earthquake in Haiti. So I guess that's true. President Wade said Haitians were sons and daughters of Africa since Haiti was founded by slaves, including some thought to be from Senegal. So that's a nice offer from him.
So you don't think that has anything to do? I was kind of thinking that with the valuables that they were sort of trying to get in Exodus so that they could go in after their resources a little bit easier.
Well, there's not a lot of valuables in Haiti.
No.
I mean, they'd be forested.
I had thought in some of the reports they indicated that there might be oil and some gold.
But I don't know if Senegal would be getting that. But, I mean, who knows?
No, no.
You just informed me of this, so I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I sort of thought that in one of the reports I read, it had indicated that that the U.S. and Canada has has major holdings in Haiti, so I sort of thought with the way things go that it would be quite convenient if some of the people left.
Sure.
And gave up their land to the corporations. That was just my sense on it, and I just wondered what you thought about it, because you're usually pretty right on.
Well, thank you, Cash. I don't know enough about it to be able to comment. That's my answer. But the West and the globalists already control Haiti. A very small percentage of people actually own the land. Most of the people are in compact cities at or near starvation level. And so I think this is probably just a nice offer from Senegal, but I don't know. I can't really comment because I don't know. But I can do some research and give you my opinion. But thank you. Interesting point. Jera in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I've dubbed you America's Archangel Alex.
Well, that's sweet of you. I try to be an angel. I can be a little devil sometimes, too.
I like John Travolta in that movie, Michael. I think that what they've done here now, I watch Shadow Government with the data grab on our medical records, and they've got our financial records with the IRS, and Google's got our internet activity, and they've got our shopping purchases with
the share it.
Right in the cell phone conversations now. So now that they've got our medical records, and we know what that's going to be like if you look at Diebold voting machines that are completely corrupt and hackable and all of that. I forget the movie that is all about the Diebold voting machines.
I forget the name, too. It was on HBO.
That was great. If you can get it on Netflix. But anyway, I believe that the nude body scanners, with that information, with your nude body in every minute detail, will dictate the recipe, a designed recipe for slow kill.
Well, that's actually admitted, Jaron. I appreciate your call. That's admitted to a certain extent. The biometric 360 scan they get of your body, they then admit, is used by cameras attached to your name later. You go to the airport, they know your name, they record you. They save that biometric data. They can make a biometric imprint off your thumb, your finger, your hand, your face, your eyes, your retina. Now it's your whole body. So even if you're wearing a hat, they can shoot through your clothes with it and off any part of your body get that digital algorithm. So, yes, that's a big part of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Kentucky. Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to make a quick statement. Doesn't this global warming fraud just blow their excuse for chemtrailing us? And also, what do you feel is the probability rate of them actually, the elite, creating a controlled nuclear war and it getting out of control?
Each point is excellent. We have the White House science czar and others admitting that they've been spraying the atmosphere to manipulate the weather. They admit they have hurricane systems with aircraft they can create. That's all declassified. But you talk about it, you get laughed at. It just shows the amazing ignorance of the general public. But we're here trying to educate them. That was your first point. And I believe they can create environmental disasters with their systems as a pretext to sell their global warming. As for controlled nuclear wars, they now say they can have controlled nuclear wars. The Pentagon changed its policy 3 years ago to preemptive nuclear strikes, saying they're going to use an arsenal of smaller weapons that are ground penetrating. But ground penetrating, instead of airburst, create a lot more radiation than just the airburst. And so just basic understanding of nuclear weapons, it flies in the face of that. A weapon that detonates on the ground combines with all of the surrounding metals to create other highly radioactive and very toxic isotopes. And so for them to say we have a clean way of nuking Iran or other countries is asinine. I appreciate your call, Carl. Good points. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Alex. Prison Planet TV member here.
Thank you.
Just a quick call to action from the Minnesota Sovereignty Project made by a Vietnam veteran. On Thursday, February 4th, 10 a.m., south entrance to the state office building across Wright Street from Sears, we the people will be assembling to exercise our First Amendment rights, encourage state reps to support our constitutional options as provided in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Join us. Thank you. HealthcareTyranny.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren. Ben in California, you're on the air.
I just have a couple of questions. One, Mike Ruppert is one of the leading people in the 9/11 Truth Movement, yet he's also promoting peak oil endlessly with his movie Collapse. I wonder what you think of that. You know, in your movie Endgame, you mentioned that peak oil was a fraud. The second relates to this so-called debunking website called conspiracyscience.com. It's a step above the others. This guy is kind of just going out of his way to attack you in your movies. He gives huge reviews of them that would be very convincing if you haven't been awake for a long time. So it will bite you back in the future, I believe, if you don't address it. It's called conspiracy science.
No, sir. Sir, when you address things that are baloney, it only makes them worse. I appreciate your call. People constantly make stuff up about me. They constantly lie. They constantly edit videos together to try to make me look stupid, and I'm not really worried about it. This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about waking people up and getting them to think. And I'm not aware of the second issue you brought up, reviews of my movies. My movies are what the globalists have said, what they're actually doing. Fall the Republic, I mean, is in their own words. And so people attack it. Of course they're going to attack it. My films have been seen hundreds of millions of times conservatively for free online. We are leading the revolution against tyranny. So, of course, we're going to be attacked from every side. And if I spent all day responding to stuff that people say about me, this would not be a popular radio show. People tune in here to hear information, to hear news covered, to hear my analysis, to hear the guests we bring on, to hear what threats we think are important or how we're rallying people against corruption. If people get lied to and set back in their development, that's the fault of the liars, not the fault of me. Now, on the subject of Mike Ruppert, I have nothing to say. Okay? I have nothing to say about him. He has called for population reduction. And he's pretty well, I just have nothing to say. I mean, it's just a non-issue. We're exposing the global warming fraud. It's a joke. It's imploded. We're exposing the artificial scarcity folks that are trying to cut off the resources. There's more oil, more natural gas been discovered than we can ever even use. It's a joke there's so much. And so I don't really get into personalities unless it's somebody like Glenn Beck. Look, Michael Savage comes out. In fact, cue up that clip we played yesterday where he was talking about the ear gun. And the first clip we played yesterday where he's talking about the Reichstag and the ear gun and how Emanuel's dad was one of the top terrorists and how he says that he believes Emanuel will stage terror attacks. It was the first clip you played yesterday. I want to give people credit when they come out and tell the truth. I don't want to be enemies with Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or any of these guys. But Glenn Beck has taken over the Tea Party, and he is neutralizing the opposition to the New World Order, and I know he's attacked us in the past, and I know he's bad news. In fact, let's go to break with Michael Savage telling it like it is. Here it is.
Right now, what we have is a dictatorship run by a gang. It's a gang under Obama, although I think he's the front man. I think that soon they're going to realize that he's more intelligent than they originally thought, and they're going to find out that they're going to be left out in the cold. But that's going to take a little while before the Rahm Emanuel gang realizes that Obama has outsmarted them and he's not just their front man. You know, I made a prediction on the show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship, a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country. If you think I'm making this up, you're right. I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth. I'm making it up out of historical cloth. Rahm Emanuel is a very devious man. Rahm Emanuel has deep roots going back to dictatorial inclinations. You want me to open that one up? Would you like to discuss Rahm Emanuel and who he is? and what his background is and his father's background. His father was a member of the Irgun in the early days of Israel, which I think is quite ironic when you think about it. Here you have the most anti-Israel administration in modern American history, perhaps since Eisenhower. And the chief of staff's name is Rahm Emanuel. He is from Israel, and his father fought with Meir Begin in the Irgun in the early days of the foundation of Israel. Some would term the Irgun a terrorist organization. They did horrible things. They blew up the King David Hotel, killing British soldiers. If they had any opponents within their own party, meaning Jews against Jews, they took the men that they caught who they didn't approve, and they hung their head, they put their hands on the top of doors, and they closed doors on their fingers and broke their fingers. They were not nice guys. They were powerful, brutal, bloodthirsty revolutionaries. That's who created Israel. And that's how every country on earth has been created, by tough guys who are killers. There's not a country on earth that's been created by nice men. So let's not make this an exception. So now Rahm Emanuel grows up in the home of a Jewish revolutionary in Israel, and now he is the chief of staff to the president of the United States, who happens to stab Israel in the back as one of his first acts.
And then he goes into how they're going to stage terror attacks.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338, 1-888-213-4338.
Another issue here, I got on the toll road to drive to Dallas to go interview Dave Mustaine of Megadeth a few months ago, and you don't pay cash anymore. You don't even have to get a little transponder. They just scan your license plate and send you a $20.80 bill. Now, Texas taxpayers paid for that toll road, that I-30 toll road, saying it'd be a loop around Austin, but they just put a toll road on it. But the point is, that's what the license plate reading cameras are doing. That's the science. And they want to put them around every major city, including Austin, on all the major roads. What is it? 10 roads in Austin, and tax you everywhere you go. I was on the road for about 10 miles and got a $20.80 bill. Alexander Jones. My license plate number. Everything. In fact, let me just scratch out my license plate number and I'll show people this. Here. Zoom in on this with a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. MSB, a private corporation, P.O. Box 16777-Austin, Texas, 78761. Got the toll-free number there for them. The vehicle shown below, and then it goes into what I did and where I drove and what I did. And non-payment. Look, $20.80 right there. That's Big Brother, ladies and gentlemen. That's the control grid. And Schwarzenegger wants to make it where all roads in California are taxed. This is the fake green economy. This is the scam. The NAPA superhighways grabbing our roads, giving them to bankers, giving them to globalists. This is the scam. This is the fraud. This is what they're doing to us. This is what we're fighting. And the services get cut that government gives you. And the services they do give you are a nightmare. And the taxes go up and up and up and up and up on interest of the debt or just flat out looting, where we pay to build the roads. They take existing roads or new roads and slap toll roads on it. And even when the legislature votes it down, it continues. There's no way to stop these criminals. Until we stand up and take our state back and start prosecuting them. But at first they had where you had to pay cash or get a tag, but literally the news reported most people wouldn't do it and just ran it. So they said, don't worry, we'll just put the license plate readers in. And they just send you a bill and track where you're driving and what you're doing. And they already have these license plate readers up on every major highway and little roads in the middle of nowhere. They are tracking everywhere you go and what you do. This is Big Brother. And I meant to get to this today, and I just didn't. But tomorrow I will. Senate burglary, CIA domestic black op team arrested. Burma's covered that some last night. The underwear bomber. The government now says, oh, we let him get on the plane, and it told him to go ahead and give him the visa and material so we'd know. And then they lied about somebody else with a bomb on the plane, and they lied about the sharp-dressed man, and they admit that they let him get on the plane. So obviously that guy works for them. It's hidden in plain view. Such a big deal. I covered it a lot Sunday, but I'm going to cover it more tomorrow. And tomorrow we've got jam-packed with extremely informative guests. I've got one particular guest that's set for tomorrow, but it's so big, I'm not going to say anything until they're here. I'll just leave it at that for everyone. And in closing, I just want to ask listeners to research the information we have, to support us, buy the books and videos at Infowars.com. But more importantly, tell your email list, your MySpace, your Facebook, your Twitter about the free podcast. People can listen how they want, when they want, where they want. It's on the listen page link, the radio listen page at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Download the videos off PrisonPlanet.tv. Share them. Give them to people. Share the YouTube videos. This is an information war. The globalists are moving to start curtailing the internet. We need to use it now like we're not going to have it in the future, but also fight for its continued future and freedom. Retransmission starts now, jam-packed. Great job, crew. See you all back live tomorrow, 11 a.m.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.